Caroline, Willie, D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We're streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. We'll catch up with ESPN NFL analyst Tim Hasselbeck here in just a few moments. I know it's crazy for us. It's crazy for Tim. It's crazy for everybody in the NFL. And the latest news of the day, I know that this was a news story that unfortunately Titans fans were dreading for quite some time, but unfortunately probably expected, and that is that Derrick Henry has officially signed with the Baltimore Ravens, 2-year deal, $16 million, $9 million of that fully guaranteed in his first year with the Ravens. So it sounds like the way that it's constructed, the Ravens are going all in for this season, and if they want to move on from Derrick Henry after year one, they can move on.
Because as you've said many times, D-Mace, at this stage of a guy's career, if you're 30, a 2-year deal,
it's really a 1-year deal.
It's really a 1-year deal, yes.
It's really a one-year deal, but it gives you an opportunity.
You can keep him around if you like.
Yeah, you can keep him around the second year if you want to, restructure it, extend it just a year more. But it gives you an opportunity to bring a great player. Now, people use the word great. Derrick Henry's a great player.
He's a great football player.
If he wins a Super Bowl in Baltimore, he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be the icing on the cake. If he's a big part of it, right? If he is, and he doesn't have to be the MVP of the Super Bowl or the MVP of the team. But if he has a good year and they win it, that's one thing. That's the feather in his cap that he doesn't have.
Right now,
it seems like that would be the thing that pushes him over the edge. Mm-hmm. One thing that I do think about, because I think Baltimore is going to use Derrick Henry. I don't know why you would sign Derrick Henry, especially to a deal that's sizable compared to the market like that, if you're not going to use Derrick Henry. But I do wonder, he's not going to get the ball 30 times a game in Baltimore.
That might be an
okay thing for him.
22 times, I think.
Which is still a lot.
Yeah. That'd be a lot. 20 plus is a lot. I think he'll have the fewest carries he's ever had per game.
Would it hurt his Hall of Fame resume if and probably when the numbers go down just because he's not getting the ball so many times that he was getting in Tennessee?
No, it's not necessarily about the numbers. If he goes there and it is clear that he's a critical part of what they're doing, he's a critical part of them winning. This team looks now different because Derrick Henry's on their team. He doesn't have to be a 1,500-yard rusher, which – honestly, I think he still can be, based on what we saw last year, I think he still can be a 1,500-yard rusher, especially if you put him behind a much better offense, a quarterback that is proven in this league, and you have a combo of tight ends that are, frankly, two of the best when you put them together, and Andrews is a top five tight end in this league. And then you got Zay Flowers outside. They're going to add another piece, another weapon for Lamar to throw to. If he's a part of that, a significant part of that, he doesn't get hurt or anything else, it does help his Hall of Fame sort of nomination. When he gets in, I don't know. But he goes to Baltimore and he continues to play the way he has been playing. And there's nothing that I've seen of Derrick Henry that says he's going to just decline tremendously. Now, he doesn't have the home run hitting speed that he used to. He can get loose, but asking him to, break 70-yarders and score, that ain't going to happen. He may break a 50-yarder and get caught at the 20, and then now you got to score, but he's still a guy that defenses have to pay attention to. And that's what Baltimore need, another experienced playmaker on the offensive side of the ball that takes a little bit more stress off of the quarterback.
I think very much so physically in him has another 15-yard season. I have no reason to believe otherwise. The only thing that I think could be a barrier to that is just how now he's going to be splitting the load, that he was the premier feature of this Titans offense for so long.
But how much of it he's going to be splitting? Because the thing about this, Gus Edwards is gone. J.K. Dobbins is a free agent. I think the only back that's left on that roster is he wasn't even a 1,000-yard.
Anthony Mitchell?
Mitchell, I think. And how many yards did he rush? I mean, he was a part of the, the splitting time.
Splitting I'll clarify, splitting time not necessarily with another running back, but just Baltimore is going to do more.
Yeah, with their offense.
Yes. I see what
you're Lamar Jackson is a quasi-running back. He's going to run it a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That right there takes a
big cut. What they want to do is them getting Derrick Henry tells me they don't want Lamar running a football as much.
Yeah.
He should graduate
out of having to run as much. But it's still such a weapon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They just maybe can use it when they want to a little bit more.
Yeah. We've got a bunch of thoughts in our text line. Reaction to Derrick Henry's deal in Baltimore. We'll get into your thoughts. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Henry texts in. Maybe it's Derrick. Says, do you think he can still get a 2,000-yard season? I don't think so.
Under a perfect situation, possibly.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of carries.
2,000, no.
I'm just going to flat out say
no, it will not happen.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it will, but he's saying, is he still capable? I think he's
capable. You got to carry it 350 times.
But you have
times.
To carry it a lot, yeah. And
or,
it would
or
totally,
more.
You may run. You may wear him out before the playoffs even start.
Yeah, they're not going to use him like that. That's not what they signed him for.
I mean, that's consistent 100-plus yard games.
If that offensive line plays the way they played last year, then he could get 100 yards per game.
He could.
But they're changing off. I mean, they've already lost, I think, their guard or something. They may lose another one or two offensive linemen. But now that you signed Derrick Henry, your first thought should be, let's solidify this offensive line. We got to keep some of these guys that are potential free agents. We got to keep them because you're not just going to get Derrick Henry and then, not sign guys back on the offensive line.
Wes in Clarksville, I knew this was going to come up whenever the day did come that Derrick Henry signed with another team. Wes in Clarksville texts in, says, I can't wait until Rand gets fired for Henry spanking the goalposts when they play us.
Why would you want that to happen? But listen, fans can think how they want to think. I get it. But why would you want your team, why would you want your GM to get fired? I don't understand that. I would want the GM to stay as long as he possibly can, which means the team is doing well, right? Listen, Derrick Henry is going to be who Derrick Henry has been the last four or five seasons. He may not rush for the 2,000 yards, but he's going to be a damn good bat. But after a while in this league, every player segues on to another team. Either he does that or he retires a little bit early. Mm-hmm. So I'm not mad at the Titans for not signing him because I understand how the business works. Would have been nice for him to come back another year? Yes, it would have been nice, but I'm thinking about Derrick Henry. I'm like, he's worked so hard to amass what he has in the last 8 or 9 seasons in the NFL. Let this man go and try to win a championship now. If the Titans were one guy away or two guys, they're getting ready to, if they were knocking on the door, I would be like, sign Derrick Henry because of all people, he needs to win the championship here. You're close. I'll see it through. But they're not close anymore. Allow this man to go. It was evident the Titans didn't want to sign him back. Allow this man to go and try to win a championship somewhere else. Don't blame this on Rand Carthon. Don't blame this on, anybody with the Titans. They had their run. They are further away now than they've ever been. Let's try to retool this team all while trying to win in that respect. But we are not on the doorstep anymore. And keeping Derrick Henry another year, is that going to change?
Put him further away. Yeah.
So you just want Derrick Henry to be here just so you can say he was here. But your team still ain't winning. That doesn't make sense to me.
I tried to say it almost. I mean, you said it really well right there. And when they, the podcast came out and he did the thing at the end of the last game where he took the microphone and spoke to the crowd, you just knew that is where it was going.
Yeah.
But this is a new era, and it just you can't live in the past. And he might have a great year, and the Ravens might win the Super Bowl, but that still doesn't mean this was what they had to do. For the Titans here. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to be up to the moves they make now. Are these smart moves? Can you rebuild? And yes, I'm saying the word rebuild, even if they don't. You have to rebuild a roster back that has a lot of holes. And it won't happen overnight.
I think a lot of Titans fans, rightfully so, are very jaded and sensitive toward, and I don't see that in a mean way. I'm saying I get it, toward the Titans letting good players out of their building, letting them walk in free agency, or obviously most recently the A.J. Brown trade. And we saw how that literally
the A.J. Brown cannot be compared to the Derrick Henry thing.
And I think that you are, that's exactly my point, Willie, that comparing this, like this texter did, comparing, you know, Derrick Henry whipping the goalpost like A.J. Brown did in that Titans-Eagles game a couple years ago, that's a completely different situation. That you traded A.J. Brown in the peak of his career when we still viewed this Titans team as a potential contender. That they were the first-place team in the AFC South, and you traded away A.J. Brown, who is very obviously Ryan Tannehill's favorite target, in the peak of his career. And if the Titans would have signed A.J. Brown to the contract that he wanted, what was it, like 17, 18 a year? Well, that feels like chump change in wide receiver money now. So that's a different situation. That's a different scenario. Whereas Derrick Henry is on the back end of his career, I would say if the Ravens get both years out of Derrick Henry, the deal that they signed him to, that would be, I would say, a plus. Because Derrick Henry doesn't have that much longer in his career. And you are going into a new offense that you throw the ball a lot more. There isn't as much of a need for a running back like Derrick Henry. And look, I was the one saying the Titans should bring back Derrick Henry. I would have loved if the Titans brought back Derrick Henry. But I also understand that this is just different. That you're in a different position. That your offense is in a different place. So it's not just the dollars and cents of the Derrick Henry contract compared to the Tony Pollard contract. It's easy to look at that on the surface and say, oh, well, we could have paid Derrick Henry. Yeah, you could have, but was that the best move? And also, we haven't talked about, do we know if Derrick Henry wanted to come back to the Titans?
Exactly.
He might not have.
The way he was talking at the end of the season, and then he went on, you know, the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, he didn't seem like a guy that, I'm not going to say he didn't want to come back, but he didn't seem like a guy that hey, listen, I want to be back. This is where I want to retire. No, because, listen, these guys understand. Listen, I gave the Titans four really good years. I gave them eight. If you add in his first 3 years, I gave them eight in total good years to great years. But now this team is going in another direction. I need to win a championship. I need to go someplace where, you know, a bulk of it is not, you know, the load is not on my shoulder. Where I can just go out there and play football, where we have a legitimate quarterback. Not to say that Will Levis isn't, but he hasn't shown it. I think he will be a really good quarterback in this league. But I'm going to a place that quarterback is a two-time MVP. That team, that organization knows how to win Super Bowls. They've won them. That team is a good team coached by a really good coach, has a really good GM. This is where I want to go to end my career. I could have went other places, but this is the place that I feel I'm going to win a Super Bowl. If the Titans were that close like Baltimore is, I would have been banging the table. Sign Derrick Henry back.
Absolutely.
You're one guy away.
Absolutely.
I think they're setting themselves up, the Titans, to be a really good team. I think the coach is in place. I think the GM is in place. And now they're trying to surround their young quarterback with pieces that they can ultimately get to and sustain with Baltimore, with Kansas City, with San Fran, what Pittsburgh has consistently sustained over the years and decades. Winning organizations. Each and every year, we are more likely to win than we are to lose.
The question you're asking, Caroline, specifically, is a really good one. And that is, as the weeks went by from the end of the season until now, did he have any desire to come back? And I would have to say, and I this is all speculation. I would never want to speak for Derrick Henry at all. But I even think we need to put aside the emotional stuff that happened right at the end of the season, right? Vrabel gets fired right after he does his thing with the fans, right? If you'd have asked him on that day, maybe he would have still had some emotional ties. But, okay, so Vrabel's fired. You go through another phase where they make the new coaching hire. You're getting further and further removed from the emotional attachment, and you're starting to look ahead. What's next for me?
Yeah,
I think the – I don't know if I'd If I'm a Titans fan, I'd want to hear this, but I think if you asked him and you got an honest answer, I don't think he wanted to come back. I think this was much more intriguing to him. And what would you advise him to do? Go back to the Titans or go to the Ravens?
If I'm his agent.
If you're just looking out for him and his legacy agent, and where he is, it's a no-brainer. And it's nothing against the Titans. Mm-hmm. It's nothing at all against the Titans. He's going to have a statue, probably. Or if they're smart, that's what I would do. Or you know, some sort of, maybe not a statue, some sort of acknowledgement mm-hmm. of his greatness.
He'll be in the Ring of Honor.
In the
of
Ring
course.
Of Honor.
No,
that's
a
no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay, so you get my point, right?
Yes. He'll be immortalized at
Nissan
Stadium.
And that would be regardless of whether he goes there or not. So mm-hmm. he's got that. But look, this is the closing of the chapter mm-hmm. of what he had done at that stage of his career. It wouldn't have been smart for him to come back here.
No, again, they are not. They are further away at this point than they are to knocking on the door. When I mean knocking on the door, I mean Super Bowl, going far in the playoffs. Now, what this team has the capability of doing is establishing themselves as either the best team or one of the top two teams in the AFC South. Because this AFC South, they went from the worst division in the league to they're going to be one of the best divisions in the league, mm-hmm. the AFC South, with the three teams plus the Titans, because all these guys have quarterbacks. Yeah, they are four young quarterbacks. So this is going to be a damn tough league. So the Titans have to start, you know, looking down that road. How do we make ourselves better? Not for today, but also for tomorrow as well.
And that's really the key. And it stinks. And it's a tough one mm-hmm. to swallow. And watching Derrick Henry in a Baltimore Ravens uniform,
he's not
going to
look right
in
that 2020. Because mm-hmm. I see 22, and I think Samari, because Samari wore 22 in Baltimore. And now you're going to see Derrick Henry. It's like, man, well, he's about 100 pounds more than Samari. He's about 3 inches taller than Samari.
Maybe the twos are stretched out just a little bit more. A little bit more girth there in that jersey. But, you know, to the point about if Derrick Henry wanted to be back here or not, those comments that he made on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast mm-hmm. when he talked about it just felt different this past year. Mm-hmm. Like, I can assume how strange of an or
that was with
Vrabel. That might be.
You think it's going to be different now that there's a whole new coaching staff? Like it was going to be, it was different even in the last year. It would be completely different even from that going forward.
And I don't want there to be any sort of revisionist history about Derrick Henry of a good riddance. You know, he was washed anyway, didn't need him, because that's not the case. I think that you can enjoy and value what you had in Derrick Henry and what he brought to this franchise. He was the face of your franchise. He was the one that was in commercials. He was the one that everyone in the NFL knew and talked about. That he put the Tennessee Titans, mm-hmm. was part of the reason why the Tennessee Titans were back on the map. So let's not disrespect Derrick Henry here. But when it's time, it's time.
Yes.
We'll get back into your reaction, keep you updated with some of the latest news and the latest gossip and tea about one player that the Titans could be targeting. We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Billy D. Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
For the moment, you thought about doing that, and how do you think it went off?
Well, they just told me after the game they wanted me to say something on the Jumbotron. So it was just, you know, from the heart and off the top, kind of freestyle a little bit. Hope I did good. Hope y'all liked it.
That was Derrick Henry in his final media availability with the Tennessee Titans after the Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in Week 18.
So have we, when did that come out, that little piece? That came out when?
What he just said?
Yeah,
what this was in a post-game press conference.
Last game of the season.
Last game of the season. That was Jags game.
Dang it, I don't know why I didn't pay attention to him saying that, because that essentially tells you that he was done. If someone in the organization or the coach or somebody said, yeah, say something to the fans, that's writing on the wall.
Do you think they had their mind made up that early, though?
Yeah.
Because that was before Callahan was hired. That was before Vrabel was fired.
But the GM was still in place. Your new GM is placed. They had already moved on from, you know, prior to the season started, Taylor Lewan, who had been a staple for this team, Ben Jones. So they started moving away from, you know, David Long Jr., who they let walk in free agency. So the only two guys that were left, really, well, three, Derrick Henry, Kevin Byard, and Ryan Tannehill. They traded away Kevin Byard right at the trade deadline. The only two left was Tannehill and Derrick. We knew they were not moving forward with Tannehill, yeah, especially after the injuries, and you just drafted the quarterback. Then you look at the running back. Well, the writing was on the wall. And I think we talked about this. At least I mentioned it. Like, listen, I thought they were going to do it at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm, last year. Well, during the offseason, they were going to try to make a move for Derrick Henry to get something for him, but they didn't. But I knew, at least I had a hunch that this past season would be his last. I think they were moving on because you saw the dominoes starting to fall with the other guys that were a part of his sort of class of guys that held the Titans together, made that run. It didn't happen. They came up short. Now we got to reset this thing again.
We did kind of see the writing on, yeah, the wall. I mean, it felt very obvious. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you, and not that it necessarily matters because it's rewriting history a little bit, mm-hmm, but if the Titans decided to hold on to Mike Vrabel, if Mike Vrabel never had gotten fired, do you think Derrick Henry would still be a Tennessee Titan?
Nope.
You don't think
I don't.
So?
Because from this standpoint.
I will say this. I think Aaron Brewer would. Brewer would.
You need to get fired because of that.
Maybe
if you kept him, you were going to get fired the next day.
You know how much Mike Vrabel loved Aaron Brewer.
It don't matter. You can't win with a $2 stake. You can't win
Jack
with a $2
Gibbons would have been your starting inside linebacker. Aaron Brewer would have been your starting center. And Will Levis, knock on wood, would have been on the ground.
Listen, sell a $2 steak for as long as you want to. Your restaurant won't be open for very long. Keep on selling those $2 steaks.
Your restaurant won't be open. Waffle House is pretty successful.
Do they?
You can steak a Waffle House?
Steak and eggs?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Steak and eggs from Waffle House.
The runny eggs on top of steak? Yeah.
That sounds even worse.
Enjoy your Aaron Brewer Waffle House steak.
Continue with your thought.
I'll have my filet mignon Lloyd Cushionberry steak.
Exactly. I want me a nice thick steak, juicy steak. If I ate steak, that's how I would want it. But I think they would have moved on even if Vrabel was the coach because your GM is different.
Yeah.
You had your run with that group of guys. You got as much as you possibly could out of everybody. You came up short. You got to reset this thing again. You reset it. Why? Because you think in your mind you have your quarterback. You have a few pieces. You don't have a lot, but you have a few pieces. The time is now. They should have did it last year, I thought, but they didn't. They do it this year, and some of these guys that we have come accustomed to seeing on the field in a Titans uniform are not there anymore, and it's just a part of sports.
Fast forward to January 2025. Tony Pollard struggles, mm-hmm, isn't really a big part of the offense. Maybe he gets hurt. He's on and off the field. He's, you know, turns the ball over, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Just overall has an underwhelming season. Whereas Derrick Henry has a 1,500-yard season and the Ravens get to the Super Bowl. How will Titans fans feel?
Well, they're going to feel as if, see, we told you. You should have kept Derrick Henry, yada, yada. But that's based on you're commenting based on emotions.
Yeah.
You shouldn't comment based on emotions. And I know it happens a lot. I get it.
But we know Amy Adams Strunk's track record.
Uh-huh.
She's made a lot of decisions based on emotion.
Yeah, but I mean, from a fan standpoint, you can't. And we say she made decisions based on emotions. And when she did them, it made us. That's what we ultimately went to because of when she did it.
It was a very
jerk reaction. But I think it was, I want to tend to believe it was more than that. That was just the straw that broke the camel's back. But it was things that were adding up. Just like the whole Vrabel thing. It was things that were adding up. I told you she wanted her franchise back because it seemed like she was losing it. There was more stuff coming out positive about Vrabel and negative about her organization. She wanted to reset that, and I think she has reset it. But Titans fans, I mean, listen, if you want to get upset, then you have every right to get upset. But if you realistically look at it just from a, not from an emotional standpoint, from a practical standpoint, If he goes off and they win a Super Bowl with Derrick Henry, that doesn't mean, oh, we should have kept Derrick Henry. We would have won a Super Bowl. No, your franchise is in a total different place than what that franchise is. Had he went to Dallas, your franchise is in a different place than Dallas's franchise is. Had he went to Kansas City, definitely Kansas City is in a different place than your franchise is. So you can't see the success of Baltimore and Derrick Henry and think, we should have kept him. You need to fire the GM. If y'all were in the same position as Baltimore, as Kansas City, as Dallas teams we potentially thought he could go to, well, there may be a few other teams out there. Philadelphia, for instance, maybe. I'm sure he wasn't in their plans, but let's just throw Philadelphia in there. They are in a different space than you are as a team. You could have kept Derrick Henry. That wouldn't have pushed you any closer to being where those teams are at than not having him. I think you have an opportunity to sort of retool your franchise. And sometimes with retooling and resetting, you have to do some hard things that ultimately you feel will work in your favor. You know, it may not be the next season, but football is not ending no time soon, at least not to my knowledge. If football is ending, people, then yeah, they should have kept Derrick Henry because we only got one more year of football. But football is going to continue, which means they have an opportunity to build their roster up.
I think if Tony Pollard struggles and Derrick Henry goes off, it's going to be a really bad look for Rand Carthon.
I don't think it's necessarily going to be a bad look for Rand Carthon. I look at football from a different standpoint because I understand how this game works. I understand that just because it looks good over there for him.
But what about it not even just looking good over there for him? That you brought in a running back to replace Derrick Henry, and he—and this is a hypothetical situation.
But I'm not expecting
Tony Pollard to struggle, but I'm saying if he does, that is in the realm of possibility, right?
Oh,
that Derrick Henry balls and Tony Pollard struggles.
Exactly.
That's going to be a bad look, I think, for Rand Carthon, that you brought in a guy to succeed Derrick Henry. And I know it's a different offense. I know it's a new head coach. But that is what it is, that you are succeeding Derrick Henry and Tajay Spears at the running back position. And you struggled and Derrick Henry balls out. Because fans will look at it and say, well, Derrick could have balled out here.
Again, different circumstances, different team, different organization. We've seen throughout the course of the history of the NFL, guys go from one place into another. Sometimes they succeed. Sometimes they fall flat on their face. That's just the way sports is. So, listen, you can be upset if you want to.
And that's the way that sports are. Yeah. But also, fans being upset at the general manager for moves like that, that's also what sports are.
Absolutely. So my thing is, listen, you can, and I said it, you can get upset if you want to. I understand that. But you got to look at it from a practicality standpoint. This team was moving in another direction. Derrick Henry isn't a part of what we're doing moving forward. It's life. It's anything in life. If that person or that thing is not a part of you moving forward and getting better, then what do? You release it. You let it go. You find other, you know, things and people to be around. That's just how it is.
Totally.
And you can't be upset. Well, you can be upset, but be upset knowing that what your GM is doing is trying to make your team better. He's not purposely trying to make your team worse.
I don't think any GM in the league is trying to make your team worse.
I know, but I'm saying
just like
fans,
John Robinson didn't trade A.J. Brown to make the Titans worse.
No, but that wasn't a mistake. That A.J. Brown thing, that wasn't a mistake. That was just like, what are you doing? That's not a mistake. Mistake is doing something and you don't know you're doing it. And you're like, okay, dang it, I made a mistake and I thought it was this. But no, when you traded away A.J. Brown, that was beyond a mistake, and you had to pay for it. Ultimately, you had to pay for it, along with other things that sort of add up, and then A.J. Brown was like, damn, that's the icing on the cake. All right, we got to move on. It happens in sports. This Derrick Henry situation is something totally different. To me, I just look at it from a practicality standpoint. That's how I try to look at everything. Sometimes my emotions do get into it, but when it comes to football, I lean more on practicality, on why are they doing this, rather than, you know, my emotions getting a part of it. It can be a part of it, but after it's all said and done, why did the Titans make that? Fans got to ask themselves, why are the Titans choosing to go down the direction that they're going down?
Yeah.
Not signing these veteran guys back that were a part of the team. They had their run. They came close, meaning they were the number one seed and everything else. Yada, yada, yada. Didn't get to it. They got an AFC championship game once. They were close, but they could never kick in the door. Well, we got to retool this thing. And Derrick Henry was not going to be a part of what we're doing for the next 3 or 4 years. He could have been a part of next year, but next year you go out and you don't make the playoffs. And Derrick Henry just, and the fans would have been screaming, you just wasted Derrick Henry. Why didn't you trade him away and try to get some form and let him go on and try to win a championship? Well, that's what they did. They given him an opportunity to pick whatever team wants him that has an opportunity to win a Super Bowl or get in the playoffs. We're giving him that opportunity, but we're going in another direction.
Look, I'm not opposed to the move.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. I understand it. That Derrick Henry is 30 years old. But that's kind of the line of demarcation for running backs, that you're going into in a new direction, that this is a different offense, that you're finding a player that's younger to fill in that role. And I think it's a great move for Derrick Henry and the Baltimore Ravens. But this is a results-based business. And to think that if, you know, 1 year from now or 9 months from now, whenever the season is in full swing or whenever we're getting to the end of the season, and the Titans are in a position with Tony Pollard where he's struggling and Derrick Henry's balling, we would be naive to think that there would not be a really angry court of public opinion looking at Ran and saying, well, what could we have done had we just re-signed Derrick Henry?
Well,
and I understand right now it was the right move.
Maybe Derrick Henry didn't want to re-sign.
And that's absolutely, absolutely. Or, but that's how that is going to be what the reaction is.
No, I understand that. Or, okay, say if Tony Pollard doesn't ball out the way we feel he needs to, what if Tajay Spears is 900 back, 500 yard receiving, total of, I don't know, 10, 12 touchdowns.
Great.
I mean, I would say that's a win for the Titans.
I
Why? Because I look at it, again, from a practicality standpoint. Why was he able to do that? Because they got rid of Derrick Henry. Because they didn't re-sign it. They didn't get rid of him. He was a free agent. Because he chose to sign with someone else. So that opened the door for a guy like Tajay Spears to come in here and have those numbers that he has, if indeed that is the case moving forward.
And look, I agree. As long as the Titans are winning games, as long as the Titans are playing well, as long as you start to see the future of the foundation of this next Titans era, then great. I think the fans are going to be totally fine and content with that. I'm just looking under the microscope of Tony Pollard and Derrick Henry because Tony Pollard is your Derrick Henry replacement. Maybe not exactly in the same exact kind of style, but you move on from Derrick Henry, you bring in Tony Pollard, they're going to be compared. Maybe not as apples to apples as an A.J. Brown, Treylon Burks, when you quite literally traded away A.J. Brown and drafted Treylon Burks as his replacement. Maybe it's not the same apples to apples comparison, but that is how Titans fans are going to feel. When you move on from a foundational face of the franchise kind of player, fans are going to look at that. Fans are going to overanalyze that, especially for fans of a franchise that have a tendency to move on from good players, and those good players have really good careers elsewhere.
Yeah, but Pollard isn't Derrick Henry's replacement. He's not. Derrick Henry's replacement was on the roster last year. It's Tajay Spears. That's why they were more inclined to, you know, not re-sign Derrick to the number that Baltimore has given him, because they have they have faith in Tajay Spears. They spoke about Tajay Spears. Rand Carthon spoke of him, you know, his dedication and you know, his work ethic, and, you know, he's about ball. You know, he was at the, you know, Senior Bowl because that was something that Vrabel loved seeing, because that meant he loved ball because he didn't have to be there.
Yeah.
So Derrick Henry replacement isn't isn't Pollard. He's not people. Derrick Henry replacement isn't Pollard. I want y'all to understand that.
Well, nobody's going to replace
His replacement at that position is Tajay Spears. That's why they drafted Tajay Spears, because they knew that day was coming where they were going to move Derrick Henry. Them and Derrick Henry were going to part ways. His replacement is Tajay Spears, not Pollard. Pollard is just the guy they're bringing in to add to what they have at the running back position already. He's an addition. The replacement, so to speak, quotations, is Tajay Spears. It's not Pollard.
Well, let's get into that because who is the feature back?
Yeah.
We'll get into that coming up next. We'll get into your reaction as well. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Caroline, Willie, D. Mays, we're brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Caroline, Willie, D. May say tomorrow it is your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the Preds game tomorrow night, then you will win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Participate with Robbie and Rex Road tomorrow morning at 8:45 a.m. Pick to Click brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty. List your home with TJ to get your home seen, heard, and sold. So the new news of the day, Derrick Henry is a Baltimore Raven, and I know that just sends shivers down Titans fans' spines, but it is crazy. The running back market over the last couple of days, Derrick Henry to the Ravens, Aaron Jones to the Vikings, Joe Mixon traded to the Texans earlier this morning, Zach Moss headed to the Bengals, Saquon Barkley on a big deal going to Philadelphia, Josh Jacobs to the Packers, he's Aaron Jones' replacement, Austin Eckler to the Commanders, Tony Pollard here to the Titans, DeAndre Swift to the Bears, Devin Singletary to the Giants, Gus Edwards to the Chargers, Antonio Gibson to the Patriots. There's been more movement on the running back market, it seems, at least to me, than any other position.
Yeah, because there are a lot of, there are a handful of really good backs on the market. And as much as they try to get us to believe that the running back position isn't a position of need, well, teams are telling you, yes, it is. We may not want to pay you the $10, $12 million, but it is a position of need. It does tilt the scale for some teams, or it does sort of level the playing ground for some teams. That's why, to me, the backs went off the board the way they did in regards to free agency as quickly as they did, because they're probably looking at the running back market in the draft, and they're thinking, oh, man, it's not robust in a sense. Mm-hmm. It's not like maybe years prior where, yeah, we can get that good back in the third or fourth round. We're fine. So we can get a young back, not have to pay him for a few years, and then give him a tag him or give him a contract for another three and keep him. No, teams are probably looked at the market and you know, guys that are coming out, and we're like, nah, we need a veteran guy. We need a guy that we know that has done in this league. And look at all the backs that have went, you know, before the actual day of free agency even started.
Yeah.
No one, I would have never predicted that these backs, that as many backs that have signed up until this point, I wouldn't have predicted that prior to the beginning of the legal sort of talking period.
Yeah.
In regards to free agency. I thought the running back market was going to, you know, sort of trickle into June, you know, and then you're going to start seeing more big names. But no, it seems like, listen, if they're out there, we need to get them.
DeAndre Swift was the first one off the board.
Yeah.
Right? I believe. I mean, Chris Jones signed his deal.
But he was the first.
Mac Jones was a trade.
Yeah.
But once the legal tampering period started, mm-hmm. I believe DeAndre Swift was one of the first, if not the first player to move.
Definitely the first back.
The first running back.
Yeah.
And it just felt like once DeAndre Swift made that move, it was like a domino effect, which is fascinating for a position group that everyone's been telling us mm-hmm. over the last couple of years is an undervalued position. But, of course, the big news of the last couple of hours, Derrick Henry is headed to the Baltimore Ravens. Want to get your thoughts on that. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tommy Texan says, so he's making what we paid Pollard. This organization is a joke. Best Titan ever, and you let him walk. What a shame. I think we need to start mm-hmm. compartmentalizing the Derrick Henry move versus maybe the Jack Conklin move. Mm-hmm. Or the A.J. Brown move of moves from players in their prime mm-hmm. that still very much so had value at the time that the Titans moved on from those certain players. Yes, Derrick Henry still absolutely would have been valuable for the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
But we all kind of saw the writing on the wall. Is it sad to see him go? Hell yeah, it's sad to see him go. Would I have loved to have seen him finish his career as a Titan? Absolutely, mm-hmm. I would have. And D-Mace, I've never been there, but I'm sure there's some sort of sentimental value of finishing your career with the team that drafted you. But it has to make sense.
Yeah, you got to look at people. Just look at it from a practicality standpoint. Listen, they had their run with Derrick Henry. And it was a really good run. Personally for him, it was a great run because of what he was able to do from a personal standpoint, the accomplishments he had as a running back. As a team, it was a good sort of run. It would have been great had they made it to the Super Bowl, but they didn't. So to me, it was a good run. But all good runs, great runs, must come to an end. This was, from a practicality standpoint, better for both teams. The Baltimore Ravens, because they're on the doorstep, and now they feel they can kick the door in mm-hmm. if they stay healthy. For the Titans, it's an opportunity for them to sort of, you know, retool what they're doing moving into the future, because he wasn't a part of their plans, you know, their 2-3-5 year plan. He wasn't a part of it, nor should he have been. He will always go down as one of the greatest Titans ever. He will be in the top three, right behind Steve McNair and Eddie George. And I don't care what nobody says, Steve McNair is the greatest Titan ever. MVP, he led you to a Super Bowl. This man was a warrior. Truly, I'm saying that because I was in that locker room.
Yeah.
But Derrick Henry is a top three Titan. However you want to put it, George, Derrick, George, however you want to put it, that's up to y'all. But he will go down as a top three Titan. There are only two guys that are probably ahead of him, in my mind, is Eddie and Steve. Those are the only two, because those two guys led this organization to a place they haven't been since then. And they were damn good for this organization. But all good runs, it came to an end with Eddie George, mm-hmm. came to an end with Steve McNair, and now, unfortunately, it's come to an end with Derrick Henry. But Derrick Henry gets an opportunity to do what he's been wanting to do and playing a game that just about every guy covets. That's the Super Bowl and winning it. He has him an opportunity to do it right now. Not to say he couldn't have done it here. It would have took a little bit more time, and time is not what he has.
He doesn't have time.
Yeah, he doesn't have time.
I do think that they're just reading the text line, seeing the vibe on social media. I do think that there is a good portion of the Titans fan base that looks at it like, look, Derek, we loved you. Thanks for everything. Mm-hmm. Go chase that ring.
Yeah, you good have
for
to.
You.
Yeah.
And I understand that that some people aren't going to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, hey, Derek, good for you.
Yeah.
Go get a ring. For everything that he's done for this franchise, mm-hmm. he deserves one.
Absolutely.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll get back into your thoughts on Derrick Henry, of course. But coming up next, haven't seen the Titans address one of the most important position groups this offseason. What does the market look like with that position group? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline Willie D. Mace. And also, I want to tell you something that is very, very important that I will tell you later. And we'll do that coming up next.